Here's a thought I'll title, Perhaps for the Last Time. And yes, I'm still struggling with a little bit of a cold. Yes, I've got a touch of laryngitis, but as you can tell, I'm on the mend. Yay. I don't think it's related to my having this cold, but I found myself remembering some moments with Maureen in the final months of her life. There was a question that she asked with some frequency that really hit home to me. She would, with some frequency, say, I wonder if this is the last time I'll ever do whatever it was she was thinking about. And when I asked her to elaborate, she said, you know, there will always be a last time that we do something. And if we're not aware of it, it might just slip right past us unnoticed. That's an undeniable observation. But at the time, I thought, well, that's a bit morbid and maybe appropriate in so much that she's thinking about her mortality and she knew that the cancer was going to win. But the more I thought about the philosophy she had exhibited with that simple question, the more I realized there was a profundity that perhaps we all could learn from. So yesterday, I had an opportunity to visit the Steens Mountains. It's one of my favorite locations in the world, in the very southeast corner of Oregon. It's the largest fault block in North America, which means that there is a giant cliff on the eastern side that looks down into the Alvord Desert. It's just spectacular. And as Lynn and I were driving the loop road all the way up, the aspens were in perfect glowy bloom. It was a photographer's paradise. And I made lots of pictures yesterday. And I found myself asking, I wonder if this is the last time I'll ever be here. Thankfully, well, other than this cold, I'm in perfectly good health. Every reason to believe I'll have many opportunities to go back to the Steens Mountains, and I will, because I love it. But then again, we never know. Perhaps the philosophy that was at the core of Maureen's observation about, is this the last time we'll ever do this, is a pretty good philosophy for us photographers, too. It's easy to think that way if we go off to someplace truly exotic. If you go to Antarctica or Iceland or Nepal or someplace like that, it's easy to think, I may never get a chance to return here again. And perhaps because of that, we take our photography there a bit more seriously, a bit more purposefully, a bit more intently. Which gets to the idea that I wonder if I'll ever be here again is a way of sharpening our sensitivity, of sharpening our perception. Because if we know we'll never be there again or suspect we'll never be there again, maybe we'll take a little more time to look, to see, to photograph, to absorb the place, because it may be the last time. Well, if it is the last time, wouldn't we be glad that we took the extra time to make the photographs we wanted to really absorb the spirit of the place and have it become even more important to us? And if it turns out that we get back there many, many times, how would it be a mistake to take each opportunity and to sharpen our sensitivity and realize that every photographic moment is a special one and that maybe sharpening our sensitivity and our awareness of the uniqueness of each opportunity is a pretty good way to approach photography. So perhaps this is the last time you'll have an opportunity to photograph wherever you are. Perhaps not. But either way, each moment is an opportunity for us to be aware of the world we live in, our response to it, and the possibility is not just enjoying the place, not just photographing a place, but connecting with it on perhaps a deeper level than artwork.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.